今天早上要用我是主羊彼此分享。
This morning I'd like to use the topic, His sheep am I as our mutual encouragement.
我们先请看约翰福音的第十章。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章二十七跟二十八节。
The Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 27 and 28.
二十七节。
27.
我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。二十八节。
28.
我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand.
约翰福音第十章在记载耶稣所设的羊圈的比喻。
Here in the John chapter 10, it talks about the parable of the sheep and the flock.
他把我们比喻作羊。
And he likens us to sheep.
他说他是牧者。
And he is the shepherd.
我们如果能够成为主的羊，是非常幸福的一件事。
It's a very great blessing if we are able to become his sheep.
为什么幸福呢？
Now why do I say this?
在十一节这边就告诉我们。
Because here, if you look in verse 11, it'll tell us.
耶稣说，我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep.
主耶稣愿意为我们舍命。
Jesus is willing to shed his life for us.
这是何等幸福的一件事啊。
And this itself is a very precious thing that we have.
我们何德何能。
How can we refuse this?
能够让天上的神道成肉身来的主为我们舍命呢？
Or how can we allow the God in heaven to give up his glory to come into the world as flesh to give his life for us?
我想我们读到这一节的每一个弟兄姐妹都会相当相当的感动。
And I believe that as believers, every one of us when we read this verse are very touched.
你会觉得相当相当的幸福。
You will also feel very blessed.
因为我却能够让主为我舍命。
Because we are able to allow our Lord to shed his life for us.
所以能够成为主的羊何等的恩典啊。
Which means how great of a blessing it is to be his sheep.
何等的有恩啊，有平安呢、啊、
？How much peace we obtain through this？
何等的有福气呢
？How much blessing do we get？
那不但是这样子
，But not only so。
耶稣为我们舍命，到底带给我们什么呢
？When Jesus gave his life for us, what exactly did he bring？
我们从第九节、第十节来了解。
When you read verse 9 and 10, we can understand。
第九节这么说
，It says in verse 9，
他说：“我就是门，凡从我进来的，必然得救。”
I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved.
所以我们如果能够真的从耶稣进到这个羊圈里面来
，Through Jesus, if we enter into this flock,
他说我们必然得救。
Then it tells us we will obtain life.
那么这个得救不是将来的得救。
And this life isn't just life that you obtain later on.
这个得救是指着肉体上的得救
，but also refers to life in your flesh.
比如说我们肉体上会生病啊
，For example, we get sick.
我们会遇到天灾人祸啊。
We encounter disasters and
numerous
turmoil.
有时候会遇到一些意外啊。
Sometimes unfortunate circumstances happen.
如果我们是主的羊呢
？But if we are His sheep,
主耶稣会在我们遇到这些艰难患难的时候，成为拯救我们的主啊。
Then when all of these disasters and turmoil happen upon us, He will be our Savior.
所以耶稣不但要救我们的灵魂啊。
So Jesus is not only going to save our souls.
在这里，如果我们能够成为主的羊
，But here, if we become His sheep,
主耶稣也要救我们的肉体。
He will also save our flesh.
让我们病得医治。
So our sicknesses can be healed.
让我们危险得平安。
That our danger may receive peace.
甚至于让我们在天灾人祸受保守。
And be protected in the midst of disaster.
这是成为主的羊的一个好处。
This is one of the benefits of becoming Jesus' sheep.
我想每一个世人都应该想要得到这一种好处。
And I'm sure that every single person in the world would want to have these benefits.
但不代表每一个世人都能够领受。
But it doesn't mean that everyone can receive it.
但我们如果是主的羊呢？
However, if we are Jesus' sheep.
主耶稣在这边告诉我们
Jesus tells us here.
必然得救
You will be saved.
必然就是一定的啦
It means it guaranteed.
那我们要成为主的羊
So we have to become a sheep.
在我们的肉体上就能够蒙神保守眷顾
And in doing so, our flesh will be protected and preserved by him.
那么除了这个以外呢
Now, in addition to this,
第九节下半段又提醒我们
The second part of verse 9 it reminds us.
耶稣说啊并且出入得草吃
That we will go in and out and find pasture.
羊能够得到草来吃
The sheep can find pasture to
能够维系它的生命，也能够造就它的生活。
To sustain its life and to edify its life as well.
所以说，我们今天如果成为主的羊，
So it also means that if today we become Jesus' sheep,
我们的生活就有保障了。
Then we have guarantees in our life.
因为不管我们入，我们出啊。
Because no matter in our going or coming,
就好像羊一样都能够得到草吃了。
We will be like these sheep that we will always find pasture to graze.
所以我们生活上就能够得到保障。
Which means that in our life we have hope and guarantee.
那第三个好处呢？
Now the third benefit.
我们看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10.
盗贼来，无非要偷盗、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要叫羊得生命。
The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they have, may have it more abundantly.
我们如果能够成为主的羊，我们可以从主那边得到生命。
If we become Jesus' sheep, we will find life in him.
这个生命不是肉体的生命。
Now this life is not referring to the physical life.
如果是肉体的生命，不是主的羊，他们也活得好好的啊。
Because you can say that those who are not Jesus' sheep, they also live just fine.
这里所说的生命是从神来属灵的生命，也就是从神来神的荣耀。
The life that it refers to is a spiritual life that comes from God. It is his glory.
因为我们是主的羊啊。
Because we're his sheep.
我们能够领受从神来的生命。
It therefore means that we can receive the life that comes from Jesus.
也就是说，我们受洗上来之后，我们就重生了。
In other words, when we are baptized, we are reborn.
我们就复活了。
We are resurrected.
亚当里面的死在我们身上就没有权柄了。
The death that lived in Adam no longer has authority over us.
因为我们是属灵活着的人。
Because now we are a spiritual living being.
才有机会，才有资格进入到神为我们预备的将来的天国。
And only then do we have the ability and the right to enter into the heavenly kingdom that is to come.
那第四个呢？第十节下半段又说。
Now in the second part of verse 10, it also says,
并且得的更丰盛。
They may have life more abundantly.
不是得到属灵生命而已啊。
It's not just receiving spiritual life.
如果我们能够成为主的羊，我们的这种生命是越来越丰盛的。
If we become the sheep of Jesus, then our life becomes more abundant.
保罗说，
Paul says,
我们肉体渐渐毁坏。
That our body is corrupting day by day.
但是内心呢，一天新是一天。
But in our hearts, we are being renewed.
有一次我到泰国去协助圣工。
One time I went to Thailand to support the holy work there.
来到了泰国第一个成立的教会，叫做盘甲派教会。
And there's the first church that was established in Thailand.
朱牧传道跟我讲。
And the resident minister, he told me.
我们明天到一个很特别的信徒家里访问。
Tomorrow we're going to visit a member who is very, very unique.
我问他说到底哪里特别。
And I said, well, what's so unique about it?
他说到了就知道了。
I said, when you get there, you'll know.
他给我卖个关子。
Coffin? 关子。
哇，他给我那个一个想要给我 surprise 了。
He wanted to give me a surprise.
然后隔一天早上，我们大概八点半出发了。
So the next morning, around 8:30, we departed.
那开着车啊。
And we were driving.
因为这个朱牧传道是我神学院的同学，所以大家比较熟识。
And the resident minister, he was one of my classmates during theological training, so we were very familiar.
然后我在车上一直要问他。
And so in the car, I kept trying to ask,
到底是什么特别的信徒啦。
What is so unique about this member?
我不是跟你讲到了就知道吗？
And he said, well, didn't I tell you? You'll know when you get there.
然后他就开车。
And so he kept driving.
去过盘甲带教会就知道，盘甲带前面的路很大。
And if you've ever been to this church, you know that the road in front of it is very big.
大概是四线道的了。
And there it's four lanes on each side.
开到剩下两线道。
And then you keep driving, and then it comes to two lanes.
开到剩下单行道。
And then you keep driving until it's a one-way road.
最后开到没有道。
And then you keep driving and then there's no road.
就停下来了，没有办法开了。
And then we stopped because there was no more road to take.
我说到了没有啊。
And I said, well, are we there?
快了，快了。
Soon, we're almost there.
结果呢，就走到一个玉米园了。
And then we had a walk and we walked to a cornfield.
那个玉米很高啊，比人还高啊。
And the corn is taller than us.
我说你不是要访问信徒怎么到玉米园来采玉米啊。
I said, didn't you say we're visiting a member? Why are we in a cornfield to pick corn?
我说我又没有说要来采玉米，我是要访问信徒。
And he said, I didn't say we're picking corn.
信徒住在玉米园里面哦。
And so I said, well, does he live in the cornfield?
这样才叫特别啊。
And he said, well, that's why it's unique.
然后我们又走了大概五分钟。
So we walked for 5 minutes more.
然后远远就看到， 玉米园里面真的有一间房子、啊、
And then we saw in the midst of a cornfield there really was a house、
啊、我们说房子但是其实 不是真正的房子啦
I call it a house but it's not really a house、
啊、就是简简单单用那个铁皮、哦、把它搭建起来一个好像房子的房子
Containers, what am I pursuing for?
即使你赚得全世界啦
Even if you obtain the whole world
十年二十年后你还不是要离开这个世界
In the end, 10, 20 years later, you still will depart from it
所以如果我们用这个角度去思考人生的时候
If we use this perspective to reflect on life
我们会有很多不同的解读哦
We'll have a lot of different questions that we have to answer
这个解读出来